Hello, everyone. I was wondering if we should maybe wait one more minute, but we can slowly maybe kick off. I see that people are joining. And welcome. Welcome to our one of our first initial events, I would call it that way. Welcome to Lead Network Sales Chapter. Let me kick it off with a brief information about the chapter. So sales chapter is one of the four functional chapters in Lead Network, and here you see the lovely faces of our committee members and chairs for sales chapter. My name is Ayşe Özbeynerci. You see me at the top left of your screen, I suppose. And I am in my day job, I'm a sales manager at Amazon Advertising, and I'm also doing the co-chapter chair with Brian, which we will introduce ourselves so you will understand who we are a bit. And maybe just before we start on the all the introductions, I need to comply with our policy. Yeah, antitrust policy. So I'm just gonna read through. It's the policy of the Lead Network to strictly comply with all applicable antitrust laws. And I just provide you a minute to read through the antitrust guidelines so that we are compliant with our policies. Super, then I think we can kick off our event. Maybe if we sorry, Lisa, we introduced the antitrust in the middle. Maybe if we go to the initial slide so that we can quickly introduce. So this is to introduce you guys the new sales chapter committee and welcome all our existing and hope potentially new members and understand your expectations. What would you like to get from this chapter and from this event? And yeah, in we will do a general vision and some of the strategy thinkings that we had, and then we will break into breakout groups. So as I said, my name is Aisha Spainergy, and I'm a almost 15-year salesperson in the field, and I'm a passionate diverse person. So I guess you know where I'm leading. I love the combination of working on sales and also gender diversity in the in Lead Network, and that's why we founded the sales chapter. I will let my committee members introduce themselves and tell why they're here and they're so passionate about this as well.
Great, thank you, Aisha. Hi, my name is Brian McMeekin. I'm currently based in Cargill's Schiphol office, so just outside of Amsterdam, where I get to be our commercial director across Europe and Asia in our protein business, and I've been involved with working towards gender equality across businesses for about 5 years now. It's an opportunity that I have as a male to be an ally to this story, and wonderful to be able to carry that ability to contribute here to an expatriate assignment for the next few years based in Europe. So great to be here and help the sales chapter get started and bring the plan to life. So Petra, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi everyone, my name is Petra. I am based in Vienna and I am originally from Slovakia. I work for 3CC Global in the sales team. And as a woman and as someone who is not from Austria and Germany, working in the German team, I am always confronted with the inclusion and diversity in the team. So that was my most motivation to join the sales chapter and also to be the messenger in our company and also for others about the equality and diversity of genders, but not only those, but also people from other countries are differences. So this is a very, very big passion of mine. Lisa, over to you.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm currently in my day job. I am the Advanced Analytics Director for Global Clients at Nielsen IQ. But I'm really thrilled to be part of the sales chapter committee, as I'm really passionate about driving gender equality through driving women empowerment and in the society as well as in businesses. And that is driven by some personal and professional experiences that I've had over the years. So really, really excited, thrilled, and welcome all. And hope we are able to drive this agenda. So over to Lena.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lena. I'm working at Ecolab, leading the team of corporate accounts for food and protein. I have, just like Lisa, fairly recently joined the sales chapter, and I'm thrilled to be here because I do think that we can all make a difference. And if I remember when I started my very first sales job some 20 years ago, I entered a room literally with almost 40 male white colleagues in sales. There was one single woman in the sales team at the time, chemical industry, mid 2000s. And I truly believe in, like, just in any other aspect of life, the more variety you have and the more colorfulness you allow to blossom, the better is the outcome. And that's why I just believe it's a perfect opportunity to be part of this team and to also drive this whole topic of diversity, equity, and inclusion in the broadest sense. Thanks. And sorry, apologies. I have to excuse myself for my cold, and I give it over to Ali.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's Ali from Turkey. I'm working at Lila Group. It's a paper tissue company in Turkey, and I'm located in Istanbul. I think it's my 17th, 18th year in sales. I mostly worked at sales, and it's super important for me. There's equity and this gender diversity in my whole life, and especially in my sales team. So that's why I'm here. I'm trying to make any contribution to this issue. So today, we're gonna deep dive. We're trying to make deep dive. So I'm giving word to, I couldn't see, Ebru.
Thank you, Ali. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us today and really having a voice in the future of this chapter. This is Ebru Dolunay. I'm originally from Turkey. I work for Unilever as a senior NRM manager in the global organization. I'm in sales for the last 14 years. I did different roles across sales in Unilever. And my deep-rooted passion for ED&I is mainly driven by two topics. The first one is, I believe the society will only get to a better place if every individual has the opportunity to bring their genuine selves to everything they do. And they really have the opportunity to follow their dreams rather than trying to fit in the social norms or corporate norms. And secondly, we can only serve our shoppers and consumers better if our teams represent the society we serve, as we will be able to understand their needs better so that we will be able to serve them better. So that's all from me, and looking forward to the discussion today. So I think we all introduce ourselves because Frauke is not with us today, if I'm not wrong. So over to you, Lisa, for the agenda.
I think it's Brian.
Yes. Okay. No problem. Brian. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you, Ebru. So, and to our guests for joining us, thank you. We are getting started as a committee, and you can see us here learning as we work as a team across corporations, across the continent, and also across languages and culture. And so as we get into the story today here, we wanted to share a few components of our new sales committee chapter. So first of all, I wanted to thank you for attending our session today. And the second is that you will see a lot of our message today is about engaging you as we engage, lead, and engage the people that we work with on an everyday basis to move forward with gender equality and better high-performing businesses, better high-performing teams, because they represent the societies and the markets that we work in. So to begin, and to begin with our spirit of engagement and to try to be more equitable, please open the chat function of Zoom. We're not a huge team today, but we do want to try to ask people to engage. And so if you can just post your favorite emoji of how are you feeling about today? Are you excited to be here? Are you confused? Are you scared? Are you anxious? Are you in celebration mode? Please post your emoji. We want to just start to get a bit of a feeling as we build our culture here with the sales committee. Got some hand signals, got some happy faces, some parties. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the engagement because that's what we'll need this year to succeed is engagement from all of you. So we'll share a little bit of the work that we've been doing as a committee to get started around our purpose, vision, and strategic priorities in 24. We've got some aspiration, we've got some goals, we've developed some clarity on who we want to be as we grow the influence of the sales committee in combination with the different geographies and markets we work in. We need your feedback. We want to look at some of the ideas we have. We want to see and hear what is on your mind. And so we'll have a bit of a breakout session in the back half of the meeting where we can gather your feedback around some questions that we have for all of you. Why are you here? What do you expect of this committee? What does success begin to look like? We'll need your feedback in order to be better. And then we'll close with a bit of next steps and how we want to think about moving forward. So we're coming with a framework today. We're coming with some of the answers. We're coming with questions, but we're also coming with many of the emojis we saw here of excitement, enthusiasm, and some confusion about how we move forward. But together we can work through this. So let's get into the sales chapter strategy here, and we'll jump forward a page. Thank you, Lisa. So the first principle that we thought about with our strategy is how does the sales committee help activate the broader lead network mission? We want to make sure that we understand and are clear that the lead network is setting our compass and that the activities and the passion that we display in the sales chapter connect to the lead network. Lead is trying to establish itself. In many ways, we're trying to establish new chapters. We're trying to be member-centric by the members, for the members. We are focused on retail and CPG. We're focusing on leadership, and we're skill building. We've got geographic reach that is maybe unparalleled from organizations I have been involved with. I don't know if others have been in something quite so far-reaching or aspirational, and I think that's fantastic to channel that energy. So as we try to tie to that greater purpose to attract, retain, and advance women in the consumer goods and retail sector in Europe through education, leadership, and business development, we hope you see those themes and activities begin to come through in what the sales committee is seeking to do. So on the next page here, we wanted to begin to illustrate what the sales activity wants to build our identity around, what do we want to be known for, and we also want to give you some examples and some initial thoughts on how we activate, how do we execute, how do we mobilize this energy to begin to realize that vision. So our first goals within the sales committee is we talked a lot about what do we want to build our identity around. When people think of working with, partnering with, volunteering for, the sales committee of LEAD, we want to prepare and educate business leaders to drive sales organization outperformance. Diversity drives outperformance. We've seen the academic research. We've seen a few teams, a few businesses that outperform. How do we help educate other business leaders to understand that this is a competitive advantage? This is not just a good thing to do. How do we create a diversified workforce that is representative of the societies we serve? Our work environment should reflect our societies. That's the goal. We have a long way to go. Lena shared a very personal example. I walked into a room, woman number two out of a room of 40. Hopefully there's been more progress. Ecolab, I think of as a world-class company, right? But the journey continues for many, many companies we have and many, many sizes of companies that we all represent here. And so we can get there by being recognized as a thought partner of choice for DEI. If Lena's counterparts or my counterparts or Ebru's counterparts are looking for information on how to build a better team, we want LEAD to become part of their thinking. Let's take another emoji pause. Is this aspirational enough for you? Is this what you hoped to hear the sales committee was going to work on? What's your emojis tell you? Let's get another emoji check here in the room. Please post an emoji that says, yeah, I see where you're going and that's good enough. Or no, I'm sad. I wanted to be something bolder. How do people vote? Lena, happy. Vika, maybe. Florence, I guess that's A-okay. A sad face, happy face. Maybe I'm asking people to post emojis on their cell phones on a train. So thank you for engaging wherever you are and hitting some of the buttons. Appreciate that. The team also spent a lot of time here as we think about the bottom half of the page, and not to take all this time to drain all the details, but it's important to emphasize we wanted to begin to bring clarity on how do we get there then. So it's great to have a big aspiration. So what we want to do needs to be reinforced, and we need to deliver through actions, through activity, so that we bring the strategy to life. And so that's why we thought of these three pillars that are aligned to the broader strategy. Some of you may have seen in a regional presentation or seen parts of it at the LEAD conference in October, where we think about education and support, growing and retaining women sales leaders, specifically saying growing and retaining women sales leaders, and our third pillar of awareness. Bigger is better in this case, more scale. So how we get there, we want to begin to focus our efforts and our activities around these pillars of education, career growth for female talent, and awareness and scale of the chapter. We think through those pillars, our vision of what we want to do gets realized, and we begin to bring more people along on this journey, where even as recently as this week, I believe there was an article published in English media, in the London Times. The CEO talent funnel is short, very short, woefully short, because there's not enough commercial talent coming out of the female side of organizations. They look for the most senior leaders of our corporations to come from a commercial background. And so that's a great call to action for all of us. So the journey continues. The work is hard, but through allyship, through energy, through passion from all of you, through commitment, and through a lot of hard work, we believe we can get there. So on the coming pages, we're going to talk a little bit about some ideas we have, and now we're going to begin to get more and more into the education of what does the next 12 months look like? How can I help? There's a lot of pent-up energy we've seen through people wanting to be part of the sales chapter, people wanting to be part of the committee. We don't have all the answers, but we love hearing the enthusiasm. We love hearing the support. And with your support, with your energy, we think we can begin to get there. So I'll turn it over to my colleagues here to start to look at the activation in 24. But hopefully over these last couple of pages, you begin to see the journey that the sales committee is setting out for itself. So thank you for your participation. Thank you for engaging today. And along with the other committee members, I can't wait to hear the feedback that you all have on how we can be better going forward. Ebru, Lisa, I'll turn it over to you.
Sorry. Thank you, Brian. Brian just shared a very exciting goal, our goals, and it'll be great to get your feedback on it. However, what we really believe is the first thing in order to deliver our goals is by creating engagement. And that links with the 2024 theme of the lead network. So we will be looking at two different areas of engagement. So first of all, engaging all of you. It's so important, engaging our membership base. And for that, we need your inputs, your feedback with regards to what type of events or activities you would be looking out for. We'll keep you engaged. We would like a bit of feedback about today as well, so that we can learn, we can improve, because we really want to engage with you. We really want to deliver what you are looking out for in order to be successfully able to deliver our goals. We would like to provide tools and methods, share best practices, and that is one of the pillars of our goals, which Brian shared. And in order to do that, we believe that it's really important, in order to engage you, to be able to provide you with that support, the tools, the methods, sharing best practices, so that helps you to deliver, the goals with us. And the third point with regards to engaging membership base is about being a recognized partner of choice for diversity and inclusion through awareness and scale. And we believe if we are able to engage you, and we are able to, through this engagement, we are able to drive scale, and we are able to drive awareness. And by doing that, we can become the recognized partner of choice for diversity and inclusion. So, Ebru will take you through the next pillar with an engagement.
Thank you, Lisa. And we believe that we can only take this agenda forward with the support of men and retailers, because the majority of key opinion leaders and decision makers are men in sales. So we believe we need their support to create an impact in that area. And for this, our objective is to create an awareness to really upskill this cohort to really work to create an impact on this topic. And the second one is retailers. As sales and as suppliers and retailers, we are part of a big ecosystem, and we can only again create an impact with the whole support of this ecosystem, because as sales leaders, we visit our retailers and spend half of our day in their offices. So we definitely need their support to take this agenda forward. So this is why in this year's agenda, we are planning to focus on engaging men and retailers to create an impact around ED&I. And we are happy to hear your inputs as well. I mean, please feel free to open up your mic, unmute yourself, and feel free to build if we miss anything here, if you think that we need to consider anything else here as well.
Hello, it's Vika talking. I think it's wonderful, and being quite long in sales career, I was just thinking that it's critical to engage not only women but men. I think you're doing it well. My question is also, at certain point of time, when you are just sales and you need to move up, you need to become kind of generalist. So the question is, should we also involve, for education purposes, leaders from other functions to convert us as a sales leaders to general leaders, general managers? So that would be my input or question.
So your question here is within the funnel, within the talent funnel of the company, sales
makes an important part of the general manager funnel, right? This is what you mean.
Yes and no, but sometimes quite often, I would say, to move up to general manager, you need more skills than just sales skills. I.e. a little bit of marketing, a little bit of value creation, a little bit of finance. Therefore, for education, should we also involve leaders from other functions to enlarge the capabilities to prepare us as a leader for next stage?
Yeah, clear. So we need to build our education agenda, not only around sales, but also around other skills, such as finance, leadership, etc., to make sure that we support this community in their career targets as well, right? In their career journey as well.
Yes.
Great build, Vika. Well noted. Will definitely be integrated into their agenda.
And a great example of the kind of dialogue we want to have with you in the breakouts. So
yeah,
please take inspiration from Vika to voice your opinions. We need that feedback to finalize the plan here and think about how to prioritize going forward. So thank you, Vika.
Hi, it's Michelle Gauthier here. I wanted to make one point, which I think is more than just, you know, a challenge for sales right now, which is, you know, as we face the post-pandemic younger workforce, and what, you know, for them, males and females, but I'm finding a lot of times females, what for them they are looking for in the workplace in terms of flexibility, etc. And at the same time, we in many companies are looking to get more back into the office and bring people back. I, at least me and many of my colleagues are really struggling with, you know, attracting and retaining talents, especially females, in that environment where they are expecting to, you know, have much more flexibility than maybe ever before post pandemic. And at the same time, many of the larger companies are looking to kind of go back away from some of that flexibility that we offered during the pandemic. I don't know if that's part of, you know, sharing best practices or if the lead network overall have talked about that as one of the big challenges that many of us and in many of the functions are facing today.
Yeah, Michelle, so a couple of thoughts, and I welcome us to continue that discussion in the breakouts. One component is absolutely a relevant problem, as you laid out. Businesses need to address, right? And businesses need to take on. One dimension that I think helps us as a sales committee make a sharper, more productive agenda is, what might that question mean for a sales organization specifically, right? Because I think your challenge question, which is right, is I believe lead is addressing it. And in some ways, as Vika's question as well, is there is a finance chapter, there's a supply chain chapter, and there are geographic chapters that are trying to build skills. And so we are, I'd say, wrestling with, we don't know the answer, but we're wrestling with, should our efforts be about a sales organization and building a, you know, a commercial best-in-class committee and best-in-class examples for sales? And so this is what work-life balance means for a field sales organization and sales management and tools and technology. Or should we be trying to influence, you know, a more cross-functional, cross-corporation, you know, type narrative? And so we didn't land officially on an answer, but the scale is probably tipped a little bit more to be, let's help salespeople be great salespeople and sales leaders be great sales leaders and businesses understand what great sales teams can do for your business. But it's a bit of an open question. So we can continue that debate.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And maybe if I may speak up as well, Michelle, Lena talking, There has been actually a webinar earlier in the year that Ecolab had the honor to host, where I was part of the team discussing women in sales functions and what can actually be done in order to increase, let's say, female presence and develop female talent, and what kind of benefits come along and what kind of incentives also spark initial interest in sales on the female side or ensure long-term retention. And I think in the process of developing this content, I found it intriguing how much material is out there. And I very much welcome the approach. And I think if you're interested, this can definitely be found in the previous recordings of webinars. I'm sure that Lead can share if you don't manage to find. And if not, I'm also happy to share the deck as I have it afterwards. So
that's great. Julina, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, happy to connect also offline if that helps.
Great, yeah. Thank you.
And maybe just to add to this point, it's again Vika, because I'm a mom on maternity leave, coming back soon to work. And I was just thinking, it's not only about younger generation. So for me, it's also a big question how to manage. And hybrid work or flexible work arrangement between home and office, it's not about I work less or more. It's way more convenient. It's just way easier. And I think it's specifically relevant for women who are breastfeeding. I mean, it's a and for salesperson, in the end, if you have a customer call, you don't need to go to office and you can manage way more efficiently. So for me, it's not only about generations, it's also about other part of their life journey.
Yeah, good comment, Vika. And if I might interject here for a second, just on process and agenda, for our guests joining today, we had almost 60 people sign up. We're a little lighter than that today. So we had planned a breakout, but if you could just vote with an emoji, we can do one of two things. We can have two breakout groups, so we could break out into two groups of smaller, or we can stay here as one larger group and work through our breakout session as a group of, I think we're about 20 people here, with half six of us being from the committee. So for those of you joining, would you like to break out into a smaller group or just stay here for the next, let's call it 20 minutes, and then we'll recap in the remaining five? Emoji votes for staying in the room. Thumbs up if you want to stay in the big group. Stay in one, stay in one, stay in one. Happy face, stay in one. All right, Stephanie, it looks like stay in one is carrying the day here, unless we get a bunch of down thumbs on the back end. So let's maybe move to page eight, page nine. There we go. Thank you.
And maybe if I can just chime in for the ones who raise their voices and questions and comments, please also take a time to introduce yourselves, because it's also for us to connect. So we'd love to learn more who you are, and thanks for sharing a bit background from you, Vika. And maybe we can carry on getting to know one another based on our joint efforts to build up Sales Chapter together.
Yeah, and as we said, we would like to get to know all of you. So feel free to introduce yourself. This was the first step of the breakout session, to get to know you, to know like in which companies you are, what are your roles, and then what is your motivation also to join the lead the sales chapter, and what are the expectations. As we're a new chapter, we would like to know where we should take the journey for you, so you still can be engaged. And you will be interested in joining the future webinars and events of the chapter. And then also how you see the engagement under our two pillars. And if we have still time and you want to share the good and bad practices in your companies or you saw somewhere, feel free to share this also. And I don't want to put anyone in the spotlight. So everyone who wants to start, feel free to unmute yourself and start the conversation.
I can start, given I talked already.
Great.
So my name is Vika Victoria. I work, I'm now on maternity from PNG. I work in headquarter in Geneva, as we call it MSNP. It's closer to trade marketing, but PNG is a sales function. And I'm responsible for Europe, Gillette and Venus sales. Sales strategy, pricing, everything. I also have a small business, which is linked to customer clothes production, which I'm selling globally. And I'm mom of two. So my first is 15 years old, my second is 4 months old. So, and I'm here today because I think I have a lot of to share, given I have 17 years of experience in different countries and regions from Eastern Europe to Western Europe. And as well, I'm trying to balance my life as much as I can. There are some tips, but I'm keen to hear from other people. How do they do it? How other companies are approaching it? What are the challenges in their development? How can we help each other? So that's it.
Great, thank you. Any other volunteers?
Yes, I can do as a man here. So my name, do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Very good. My name is Vincent Joessel. So I'm working in SC Johnson here in Switzerland. I've been in sales for 45 years. I am 61 years old, so I am not a young one and a new generation. And maybe this is one of the challenges. I was happy to hear you about what we can do more and to attract and to keep the new generation in sales. What I realized, and somebody mentioned that already at the beginning, is that there is a big difference to me between sales and buying. So in the buying groups, we have a lot of female in the sales. When I go outside, when I have meetings with colleagues from other companies, in most of the case, 95% of the people and the top management, the leader, sales leaders, are men. And I'm really wondering how we can attract more, not only attracting more women in the sales in our sales organization, but also how can we motivate them to stay here and to become leader and to be promoted in this area of the business? I am in the international group. I have a small team. It is very well balanced, male and female, very well balanced today. I pay a lot of attention to the work-life balance of my team, how to get organized to make sure that they can take care of the kids as well. I was hearing you, Vika, about your mom situation and so on. I pay a lot of attention to my team and so on. I don't know if I can do better or what we can do, but I really feel that we have a lot to do to understand why there is a gap to me between the diversity in sales versus other departments. And also, I have the feeling as well that on the retail side, there are more women in the buying organization than we have women in the sales organization at high level. I don't know how you feel, if you feel the same or not, but I'm eager to understand why and what we can do better and to get some best practices here to attract and to motivate. And one point that was mentioned already, and I've seen the link, I will go through this one, is really the new generation. What are the drivers? What are the motivation? What can we do? It is true that the sales function and the responsibilities require a lot of flexibility because you need to travel, you need to go to the customers. In our international world, you even go and need sometimes to go in other regions. So I know it is very time-consuming and difficult to manage for the families, but we should be able to crack the code here.
Great, thank you for sharing, Vincent. Anyone else who would like to share?
I will go next.
Introduce yourself.
That's okay.
Great.
So my name is Niels. I'm leading European sales in Henkel Consumer Brands. So I actually joined this sales chapter to start learning how is the situation in other companies. Because if I share or benchmark internally, obviously in some other functions, the rate of the share of female leaders is higher than in sales. when I look to marketing or HR and other functions and sales, definitely we have still some work to do. So I would be also interested to I see numbers for total companies, but not so much in sales. So that would be super interesting to also benchmark ourselves against this. I would be very interested in learning best practices or what works extremely well in companies that could be good ideas to introduce. And simply meet like-minded people that are eager to change the needle a bit. That also, because I fully share when I go to even customer events, I share the observation that I think female share has significantly increased. Nevertheless, I would still say that the male part is by far dominating. And I think there's still a way to go within the sales part. So happy to meet you all today.
Thank you for being here and sharing.
Maybe I can go next. I'm Alexandra. I'm actually joining a commercial team right now. I was doing most of my career in marketing and business development, and now joining commercial team and commercial role, actually first time. So that was my motivation to learn from all of you what challenges you see, especially in the area of inclusion and diversity in the commercial, because in marketing it's maybe slightly different and it's actually much more women. And sometimes we were trying to hire some guys, you know, to have more diversity. So really other way around. So I'm really, yeah, super thrilled to join, but also I see that there is some sort of issue, yeah, and I want to be ready also to tackle it in my organization, but as well to share and to learn from all of you. And I see Aiza smiling because we know each other from some previous work and Lead. So I'm not new to Lead Network and happy to join. And I'm working in Nestle in Switzerland. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you, Alexandra. Nice to meet you too.
I can go given I spoke as well earlier. So I'm Michelle Gauthier. I'm currently head of sales for Sonova, based in Switzerland. And I actually joined Lead a good number of years ago. I think probably 8 or 9 years ago when it first started in Switzerland, when I was part of P&G. And so when I joined as part of P&G, obviously P&G was already on that journey. And I wanted as a leader to, you know, kind of continue to move that journey forward. Within Sonova right now as head of sales, I am, you know, I started 8 months ago with zero female direct reports. So, you know, I have obviously, you know, the various regions and various, you know, key account and e-commerce roles, there's not one single female. So we're working to change that. But as I mentioned earlier, one of the challenges that we have is location and that flexibility that I would say many females, both young and senior leaders, are looking to have today. So, you know, I'm here, one, because I believe in this strongly from the outset, and also because I think, you know, in some companies, they're much further forward, not just in the numbers, but also in the way of thinking than in others. And, you know, I'd love to engage with all of you more to understand, you know, how do you move or how have you moved that needle in companies that are maybe much further behind than the likes of P&G, et cetera. And great to meet you all.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy to go next if nobody else would like to. That's all right.
Yes,
hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. My name is Florence. Also very convinced about this. I've been working for two companies representative here in the past, Procter & Gamble, and I'm in Cargill today. Also relatively new to sales and actually a bit of a difference. I'm leading our sales enablement and operations function here for our Food Solutions Europe in Cargill, which is very critical to enable our sales. And we've got our own diversity challenges to tackle within sales operations enablement, which can be very, very female, but we need that diversity and we need to work within our sales and go-to-market organization overall. So very happy to learn from the best practices here and to be able to share some of the work that we're working on as well. So really nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aijan, and I'm working in global customer commercial team in Coca-Cola, based in Berlin. So I'm basically very motivated about this topic, driven from the awareness perspective. I think as we make people more aware of the topic and educate, share some tools and practices, we break barriers. So that's my primary motivation, I would say, to join this sales chapter. And I moved in the company several locations, and as I move not gender perspective, but all of the diversity and inclusion perspectives, I realize as I discover and as I meet with different mindset, different, you know, people with different mindset or the working styles, it improved myself as well. So this is primary motivation for me. And my expectation is really to learn from you, get the best practices, but also be ambassadors in our companies. How can we bring those learnings and to our working functions or our companies that we amplify the impact of these learnings? Really happy to meet you all. Sorry for my voice. I'm a bit sick. Not the best voice to meet with new people.
Thank you. Get well soon.
Thanks.
Anyone else who would like to share? We still have some time.
Hey, I can go next. So I'm Patricia from Nielsen IQ, also known Nielsen before, NIQ, so it depends, we change names a lot. But I've been on this company for over 20 years. So currently I'm actually managing director for Iberia, for Spain and Portugal, but I look after sales function as well. And the reason why, and I've had several roles across Europe in different markets and so on and so forth. And the reason why I was very curious about this chapter in particular is because I think that in a way sales has bad press, that especially for certain certain groups of people, also for young people. So, and I believe, however, that it's about being a trusted advisor, it's about finding the right solutions for your clients and so on and so forth. And I'm very keen in understanding how different companies approach this critical part of how we run business and also share what we are doing within Nielsen IQ. Thanks.
Thank you. Someone else who would like to share? In that case, I think we can summarize.
Yeah, just a quick question. You know, obviously we just have 10 minutes, but these were some of the activity ideas that we had. I know we have, you know, taken feedback from all of you, but is there anything in particular you would like us to focus on in terms of activity ideas? You have shared a lot of ideas, but in particular, you know, how would you like, you know, out of all these lists, is there anything in particular you'd like us to focus on more in terms of forthcoming events? You could drop in your thoughts in the chat as well.
If you had to pick two, what would be the two? Just guess what we're going to ask for volunteers for.
Don't get scared away.
That's okay. Lena's going to take half of them. But
let's everyone write.
Thank you. Thank you, Niels. I hope what they come back with is everything is important. So then we can.
Yeah, so
Then
maybe
you
I
do
can
something new for volunteers.
start another chapter, so events chapter.
So Vika says best sharing best practices. Alexa, for Alexa, it says networking circles is important. For Aijan, Manel's allies and best practice sharing. For Michelle, it is best practice sharing again. For Vincent, navigating gender diversity. For Michelle, again, men as allies. Ali, men as allies plus cross-chapter events. Florence, best practice sharing networking. Yeah, I think recommendations are main around best practice sharing, networking, and sharing numbers to help them benchmark their companies and really encourage men to be ally of this topic.
Yeah, good feedback. Thank you. Thank you. Just a couple of quick comments from me. I've used too many of the words today, so I'll turn it over to other members of the committee here to close us out. But a couple of things that I wanted to share before we close today. First is thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being engaged. Thank you for showing up today as we try to get the sales committee moving and providing your feedback. So thank you for that. The second is you heard that we have a start of a plan, but we don't have it all figured out. So please continue to use the LEAD website for the best source of information until further notice. Please continue to stay engaged with that platform, encourage others in your company to get engaged. As we get the plan more coordinated, as we get our events more clarified, we'll come back through that platform. But we'll really try to use that LEAD platform as our communication vehicle until we get ourselves more refined. And the last thing I just wanted to share from me and my family is we're all very, very busy with life and with work. And it's the holiday season. And so whether you are learning, as I am this year, how to celebrate Sinterklaas in the Netherlands, or you celebrate Christmas, or you celebrate Hanukkah, or you celebrate Songkrat Festival in Thailand, or whatever it is that you do around the holiday season, please take time to be with your family, be with those that you care about, and take a minute to unplug. Working on gender diversity, working on diverse teams is hard work. It's difficult work. We're all signing up and engaging ourselves to do this above and beyond what we're asked to do by our corporations on a daily basis. So that passion, that energy needs to be refilled, and you need to refill your cups with energy from other places, right? Because this is hard work. We're going to have to go and change people. So use the holiday season, recharge your batteries, and I look forward to engaging with you in 2024. Thank you for joining today. ICE or any other leaders on the sales committee, you want to close us out?
Yeah, thanks for joining. I also did a lot of note taking and screenshots from the lovely chat, either with the emojis or the ideas. I think we have some common themes that and would love to see you participate more, right? I in my opinion, or throughout my story with LEAD, I always, you know, balance in my head, like, what's the time commitment? Like, how should I be involved and so on? Just take the one step, right? I think we have here 19, 20 passionate people, so we can definitely pass the ball to one another. It's just that take the one step, join one of the meetings, take kind of a small task maybe, so that we can really build it all together. And thanks everyone for joining from my end as well. Yeah, and the poll, do we need to do an announcement on the poll? But like, we love to hear your feedback. I think we heard a lot of your feedback, but also like on a quantitative perception, so to say. So if you can just take the time for the poll, if it didn't disappear, did it? And other than that, thanks for joining.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you joining today.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for your contribution.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.